This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome to our picks for the East and West Finals. I am John Hodge, joined as always by JC the Cheese Abbott. Can you believe it, JC? We've been doing this all season long, and we've got three games of CFL action left on the docket, two of them coming Saturday. On the one hand, I'm excited. On the other hand, I'm feeling a little bummed out.
It's almost unbelievable that we've been doing this for as long as we have. You know what's even more unbelievable, Hodge? Apparently people listen to us. That's stunning.
A lot of people do, and hopefully our listeners listen to us straight up, because we both went 2-0 straight up last week. Unfortunately for us, we went 0-2 against the spread. The East final was a little more lopsided than we both anticipated. It was Al's minus 5. They covered, winning by 9 points. And the West was a little closer than we thought. The Lions were 5-point favorites, and they didn't quite match that with the walk-off field goal they got from Sean White. But regardless, we were very close on both games, and most importantly, they were both awesome football games. It looked like the East was going to be awful until the Bombers came all the way back in the third quarter, made a great game of it. And the West final was not the most beautifully played football game of all time, but it was a super compelling game of football, highly entertaining. So hopefully the East and West finals on Saturday live up to that same billing.
Let's get started with the East final. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 2.5-point home underdogs to the Montreal Alouettes on Saturday as the team looks to break a 25-year championship drought. The Alouettes continue to be undefeated when Davis Alexander is at the helm and are expected to have defensive tackle Mustafa Johnson back in the lineup, though Pierre-Olivier Lestage, arguably the team's best offensive lineman, is dealing with a neck injury. The Tiger Cats are coming into this one rested and healthy off the bye last week. Hodge, can they get back to their first Grey Cup since 2021? Or will the Alouettes get back to the big game for the second time in 3 years?
Look, I think these are both very good teams. I think either would do well and be legitimate Grey Cup teams. I think arguably the better story is the Tiger Cats. You look at the drought that obviously has plagued them for multiple decades at this point. I think it should also be noted that, you know, the late, great Ted Gavaya, who built this team as the general manager and tragically passed away of cancer around 2/3 of the way into the season. I mean, what an amazing story that would be for his legacy as he looks to win a Grey Cup posthumously, something he did many times as an assistant in Winnipeg and is lucky to do now as a full-fledged GM. Obviously, Bolivar Mitchell, with his legacy, I think wants another Grey Cup. He has not won one since 2018. He has not won one since he left the Calgary Stampeders. I mean, and they've got a great team. They got arguably the best O-line in the CFL. Kenny Lawler's, for my money, the best receiver in the CFL. And their defense led the CFL in takeaways. And we saw the Bombers make some hay on takeaways against the Owls. 2 turnovers last week for La Belle Provence. So I think those arrows are all pointing in Steeltown's direction. That being said, the Alouettes are so damn good with Davis Alexander. I mean, he was unbelievable in his playoff debut last week. Made one mistake on the interception, but other than that, he blew the doors off a defense that finished first in the CFL in offensive points allowed this season. Like the Blue Bombers, I think it was 21.5 points in the regular season they gave up. Alexander doubled that in a postseason game, which is crazy. He also spoke to the media this week saying he would give his performance from the East semi a B or B minus and said he thought that the offense could hit 60. So I'm a little nervous about Pierre-Olivier Lestage. To me, he's not only their best offensive lineman, he's one of the best in the CFL, being banged up. That being said, I mean, the defense is stifling. The special teams are on point. Tyrell Richards flying around doing a brilliant job there alongside Alexander Gagné, one of the I think the league's most underrated players. I have to pick the Alouettes to win this game. I am not surprised that the Alouettes are road favorites. It's rare to see the road team be favored in these types of games, especially when the home side is coming off a bye. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be entertaining. I think it's going to be super hard fought. And again, I would not at all be surprised to see the Tabbies win this one. But given how close this line is, less than a field goal, I'm comfortable eating a little bit of points to get the Alouettes. I think Davis Alexander goes to 13-0 as a starter and makes it to his first Grey Cup as a number one QB.
I have a hard time disagreeing with you, Hodge. You know, as media members, we don't root for teams. We don't root for players. We root for stories. And I think the Hamilton Tiger Cats, with that drought that they've been carrying around behind them for 25 years, and with the loss of the late, great Ted Gavaya, are the better story. But the better football team right now is the Montreal Alouettes. And they're playing with a belief in themselves and a belief in their quarterback that is second to none in the Canadian Football League. I think they have full confidence that they will win this game and that they can win it big. They are never going to get shaken, even if Bo Levi Mitchell can come out and hit some big shots to Kenny Lawler and his other offensive weapons and make a battle of this game like I suspect he will. I don't think that Alouette's defense is going to go away easy, and I think that Alouette's offense is going to have an answer for everything that the Ticats can throw at them. They are just on a different level right now. Now, I don't know what they're going to do if Pierre-Olivier Lestage isn't able to go, because Jesse Gibbon is also hurt and not practicing. That is a big area of concern, but Davis Alexander is moving well enough now that I think he can compensate if Lestage isn't at full strength or isn't able to go at all. I think he is going to find a way to will this team to victory. Now, if the line crept up to over a field goal, I would take the Hamilton Tiger Cats to cover. They are at home, after all. That's a tough place to play in Hamilton Stadium and a talented team that they have. But at the current line at 2.5 points, I've got the Alouettes to both win and cover as the road team in the East Final.
I think the Alouettes can also get creative here. I mean, they've started two Canadian receivers at times this season. They've started Sean Thomas Erlington at running back at times this season. And with Tiger Shanks, the rookie, winning that right tackle spot, that job this season, I think if they really need to, they can go American at both guard spots. Like, if Lestage can't go, if Gibbon can't go, Des Holmes, who started the regular season finale at right guard, I think could fit in that left guard spot. I don't think you have to panic and play a Canadian who's not ready just to play a Canadian. So that's why I don't think this is a devastating thing to the Alouettes. Obviously, O-line changes this time of year are never a good thing. So that's something I'm sure the Ticats will look to take advantage of with their pass rush. But again, I just think the Alouettes are a little bit sharper. But again, I think this East Final is going to be a great football game. It's definitely one I'm looking forward to watching. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 3.5-point home favorites over the BC Lions in the West Final on Saturday, where the cold weather could provide a challenge for the high-flying Leos. Canadian receiver Justin McInnes and running back James Butler are both expected to play, but continue to be limited in practice, while right tackle Dejon Allen appears to be a long shot to suit up. The Riders, by contrast, appear to be getting healthy thanks to their first-round bye, with receivers Dante Myers, Keyshawn Johnson, and Samuel Emelis all trending towards a return. The secondary should also get reinforcements in the form of Roland Milligan Jr. and Marcus Sales as they get ready to face MOP finalist Nathan Rourke. Will Saskatchewan make good on their home field advantage, or will the Lions send themselves to the Grey Cup for the first time since 2011?
It is incredibly difficult for me to bet against Nathan Rourke. What he is able to do from the quarterback position, he is by far the best player in the CFL. He is a talent unlike we have seen in recent years. He can take this game over if he wants to. So it would be a fool's errand to bet against him, Hodge. And I am nothing if not a fool, because I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders are just too deep right now for the BC Lions to overcome. I think they are banged up in the wrong spots, and their performance the past two weeks, while they've gotten victories, has not given me much confidence in their ability to get past what is the best team in the CFL this season in Saskatchewan. That running game has to give them more if they want to have a shot. And right now, I just don't know that James Butler has enough while he's dealing with that ankle injury to generate more than he's gotten the last few weeks. I don't know that the offensive line has an answer to what is the deepest defensive line in the CFL, with those defensive tackles coming through, Micah Johnson, Mike Rose, Caleb Sanders. They gave them fits in a game that didn't matter for Saskatchewan. You think in a playoff game with that crowd riling them up, they're not going to play even better? To me, it's going to be a tough task for the Lions to get anything going. They'll become one-dimensional early, and it will fall all on Rourke's shoulders. I just think in this circumstance, the defensive challenge is going to be too much. I think he will make a game of it. I think it will be incredibly close. I can see the Saskatchewan Roughriders winning this one by a field goal, but I do think they will win it eventually. So give me the Riders to win and the Lions to cover this short spread in what should be a very exciting West final between two electric teams.
Yeah, to me, the cold weather, and by the way, cold weather is kind of a subjective term. So this is the forecast right now, officially, as of this recording. Saturday in Regina, high of -4 with a mix of sun and cloud, low -16. Now, the BC Lions do practice outdoors. A lot of people don't know that. They just assume the Lions are a dome team. They're not. They play their games indoors. They practice outside in Surrey. So it's not like they're not used to the weather conditions. The issue is it doesn't get that cold in Surrey this time of year. This team is not practicing in sub-zero temperatures, and they're certainly not practicing anywhere near -16. So I think that points in the direction of the Saskatchewan Roughriders is a big advantage. I also think the home field advantage is there. The Riders have already sold over 30,000 tickets for this game. I would expect this to be sold out, if not very, very close. And the battle in the trenches, JC, if this BC Lions offensive line was at full strength, Dijon Allen's been banged up all year at that right tackle spot, and I think there's a big drop off from him to the other options they have there. And then the interior of Michael Couture and George Una, I thought, got exposed, frankly, against a very stout interior of Calgary's defensive line in the West semi. So I think that Nathan Rourke is the best player in the CFL. It would not shock me if he went into Regina and just said, basically, for lack of a better term, screw everybody, I'm winning this game, and put the team on his back. That's what he's paid to do. That's what he has the aptitude to do. That being said, I think that the Saskatchewan Roughriders ultimately have more going for them than the BC Lions right now. They're getting healthier. They're coming off the bye. They've had time to sit back and game plan. And the weather, I think, is a big boost. If the situations were reversed, JC, if the Lions were coming off the bye, getting healthier, and this game was in Vancouver, I would be all over the BC Lions. Mm-hmm. However, I just don't see that right now. I think that first place advantage is so big, especially when the weather comes into play, particularly in markets where the weather can turn, like Regina, like Edmonton, like Winnipeg. I think that it matters all the more. So I'm going to take the Riders to win this game. I'm tempted at 3.5 to take the Lions to cover the spread. I've been going back and forth on this all week, JC, to be quite frank. And I think since you are taking the Riders to cover, or to the Lions to cover, I'm going to take the Riders to cover, just so we're not in the same boat. But I think that this line is in the perfect spot. The only fear I have in this one is the Riders kicking game. If this game comes down to a last second field goal, that's the one weakness of this Riders team. And I know they brought in the rookie Michael Hughes, who might be up. Brett Lawther has finished the season stronger than he started it. That's all true. But at the end of the day, this kicking unit is not good enough in Saskatchewan, and that plagued them all year long. So give me the Riders to win. I'll take them to cover. The Cheese has the Riders to win, the Lions to cover. Regardless of what happens, folks, enjoy these games. We only got 3 CFL games left this season, and we will see how they turn out. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Thanks, and we'll listen or and check out our emergency podcast that we've got today with the Ottawa Red Blacks hiring Ryan Dinwiddie as their head coach and GM. You don't want to miss it.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.